Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands right.
Diamond Cutter, take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have in my entire life. And that's not just a cliche. It's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. It's absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will change yours.
DDP Yoga. Mama's yoga.
Ah! High five.
Of the show. What's going on, bro?
I don't know much, Robert.
It's been so long. Stacy, what's going on, Stacy?
Hey, I love that new opening, man. That's fantastic.
It is very hot.
Eric's going to talk to us in a little bit here. Created that. It's pretty hot, man. I was surprised too. He was able to dig up footage of just about everything and fit it into that. It's been so long since I opened a show. I was just sitting there listening to the intro thinking, sounds really good. So I hope everybody's doing well. If you haven't figured it out already, this is a DDP radio community show. And if you haven't heard one in a while, which you may or may not have, this is for us. It's for Team DDP Yoga. So, you know, you got me co-hosting with Robert co-hosting with Stacy co-hosting. And we talk about everything. So if you're on the line, if you're listening, or if you're in the chat room and you want to get with us, give us a call, 347-994-1216, or pop a question in the chat room and we'll try to get to you. So today ends 29 days of Red Hot Core from Doug Steffen. Did you guys hit that?
I have to admit, I'm kind of doing my own challenge, so I haven't done that one exactly.
Oh, God.
I did a lot of Red Hot Core, but, you know, when a challenge comes from Doug, you've got to kind of, you know, ignore it to a point, I think. But
yeah, I started that, and it's like, you don't realize when you start to hit that, and you do it once, you're like, okay, you get that in a couple of days. I renamed it the Red Hot Sore. A couple of days. You eventually have to take a day or two off. So admittedly, I had to take a day or two off of just Red Hot Core. I hit some other workouts. But, man, I went from, and Robert and I have been talking about it, and Stacy, I went from, because I put on a little Christmas weight and, you know, had a little slack. And, you know, my core was getting a little loose. And just in that 29 days, to watch it tighten up again just from Red Hot Core and the other workouts. And for me, primarily, that's fat burner, energy, and mixtape, because that's what I can fit in. It was amazing. So I was pretty happy with that. So you said you hit a challenge. What'd you do?
Well, I decided since, like you, I'm going to be meeting down the end of March. For the infomercial.
Yes.
And I just want to be in as proper form as I can be. So I'm doing two workouts a day, 4 to 5 times a week. I just want to step it up, you know, and challenge myself.
Awesome. And Robert, I was like,
yes,
giving myself or giving you a fist pump, I guess, today. I was pretty excited because you made a post, and I think those are your first like update picks that you really put on the site.
Yeah, Lynn, I'm going to mute myself for a minute because Dallas is calling me right now, so let me see what's up.
Okay, bounce over. So I don't know if anybody's seen this. Robert put some picks up and was talking about how he had, some issues with his back, and he really straightened out his back, and he can hit those when he comes back in. But, yeah, the infomercial's coming up, and that's going to be crazy. So that's why I tried to start hitting it a little heavier. I want to get back to my sort of what I call my prime form, where I was when I was really hitting it like every day, doing the two-a-days and whatnot. So I actually turned it up and started juicing and combining juicing with gluten-free and dairy-free.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I am feeling great. You know what's amazing is that I got to a point where I just realized, Jenny was talking to me, my wife was talking to me the other day, and she's like, oh, I needed so much coffee this morning. I think I had 5 cups. And it dawned on me, in the past work week, I haven't had the urge or the want for 1 cup of coffee for the sole purpose in the morning of sort of giving me that kick in that morning routine, because I was so alive and so awake from hitting
awesome.
DDP yoga and doing the juicing that
yeah.
I didn't even need to take it. Not that coffee's horrible for you, but it was that sort of dependency on it was gone.
Right.
That's really cool.
It's interesting because I drink coffee some, but I know when I drink too much of it, it actually goes into the reverse of its purpose and it starts to sap my energy and I don't feel as, you know, alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of get that caffeine high and then that caffeine crash.
Yeah, but whenever I'm in a city that has a juice bar, I do it because I feel so good, especially if I add ginger and some celery, some of that real green stuff. Really is great.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to do that. It was funny. I started a juicing post because I was really excited about it. My first recipe, I get the juicer home. I got the Jack LaLanne power juicer. Is it the Express? I think I got. It's the $99 job. You can get it like a Target. You can get it on Amazon. And I figured for my first foray in juicing, I'm not going to get one of those, super expensive hydraulic press juicers that you can spend up to like $2,000 on these things. And I got home. I was so excited. I was unprepared in the fridge. I had a couple of heads of lettuce and a couple of limes. They went in.
Uh-huh.
That was worst tasting mixture I have ever had in my whole life. I may as well dump some tequila in it and really enjoy it. it's crazy. I've since come a long way with my juicing recipes and found a mixture of stuff because there's so much stuff out there. I don't think people realize, you know, the different types of juices and what people have looked into from, you know, what's an invigorating juice, you know, what's a juice that'll give you all your vitamin A or your vitamin D, or what's a cleansing juice. And, man, there's some cool stuff out there. My favorite right now is carrot apple. That seems to have everything in it. And I actually got that off of a plan called the Gerson plan. You ever hear of that?
No.
Yeah, somebody recommended that to me for, was it, maybe that was you that told me about it last week.
Yeah, it's a guy came up with this plan to do natural healing, and it was like around the 1940s. I'm going to get the dates and everything wrong. His name is Gerson, and I believe he was German, and he came up with this thing, and he actually, from the reports, allegedly cured tuberculosis, and then as he started looking at it, started curing cancers and whatnot, and it's really interesting. It's a good read. I won't go into the details, but if you go into it, I figured, hey, I can't go onto the routine whole hog, because what it does, it involves many things with the juicing, doing nothing but juicing, maybe some oatmeal in the morning, like 13 juices, a juice on every hour, making sure the juice is always fresh. You're drinking it immediately after you're making it, and then having some soups in the evening. But it combines it with, like, some detoxing with caffeine enemas and stuff that I'm just kind of holding back on. But I figured...
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You don't want to delve into that, Jackie?
No, you know, hey, I'm comfortable drinking my caffeine right now. It doesn't need to be absorbed anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't think we need more detail than that. I'm with you.
No, if you can't figure it out from there, you know.
And the whole coffee cream and sugar thing would just be awkward, so.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I figured the juices are pretty good for you. So I took some of the juicing recipes and incorporated them, and it's working out pretty well. I think I zapped about 10 pounds this month doing that. And, yeah.
Are you happy with the $99 model that you're using?
What's that about the $99 model, Mr. First Part?
Are you happy with it? Is it doing the job?
I am completely happy with it for what it's doing. Now, do I wish I had some of the other models? Yeah, if I continue to juice, I'll do it. Now, the benefits of the Jack LaLanne model, now it's a centrifugal juicer, and what that means, it's got a basket that spins around and around and around that sort of uses centrifugal force to express the juice from the matter that it's grinding, if that makes sense. So you can't necessarily get the best juicing out of it compared to, like, a grinding and hydraulic juice press, which really is super efficient in getting every nutrient out of, you know, the matter that you're putting in it, the fruit and the vegetables and whatnot. But, it has very little pulp that comes out of it unless you're, like, throwing carrots in, which are a super meaty, you know, vegetable to put in there. But it gets a lot of juice out, and it's really good, and a key thing is I can have that thing cleaned when I'm done in, like, less than 5 minutes.
Now, I've got to commend you because you sounded really smart just then.
I'm going to stop now if you guys want to go ahead and take over. I am done for the night. I'm tapping out. Yeah, but there's a lot of cool stuff going on with juicing. If anybody out there was thinking about trying it, the Jack LaLanne model is definitely Sparky approved.
Oh, yeah, and I want to try it just from talking to you about it. And once I actually break and buy one, I want to get with you and get some recipes and get some advice from you about it.
Oh, definitely. And if there's anybody out there who's doing it now and wants to strike up a conversation, you know where to find me, teamddpyoga.com. And anybody listening, if you want to call in and talk about juicing, 347-994-1216. Had to slow that down. I know Dallas says I say it way too fast. Even though, you know, I just sort of waxed all kinds of knowledge onto you guys, I know it's going to be tough to top that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's plenty of people out there who know what's going down and have a lot to add. So.
Wow. Remember you.
Okay. Let's try that again, bro. You just broke up, and let Stacy, you caught that.
No, he was broken up.
Yeah, there's something wrong with my connection. I don't know what it is. Remember,
and every time you say there's something wrong with my connection, it comes out perfect.
Yeah.
But remember today you asked me if the new member of TPU was that big, Rob?
Yes.
It is. He added his picture and Rob from the diamond cutter or the double black diamond cutter.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. And we missed a little bit of that, but for people who didn't hear that or cut out, Big Rob just joined the site. If you do the DVDs that Robert just mentioned, I think he said diamond cutter, double black diamond,
yeah.
He is in that. He came on the site, and he is now, did he put down, he's at 500 pounds now?
You know what? I didn't look at his profile.
He is a big guy who can really work the workouts out. So it'll be awesome to have him here and awesome to watch his journey as he starts to get involved. So anybody listening, if you want to give Big Rob a shout out, I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we
have tons of stuff going on here, and we got a couple people who have been really kicking ass with DDP Yoga, and we mentioned one in the intro, and that was Eric Nichols, and he crushed that intro for us. Eric, you on, bro?
Yeah, how are you doing, guys?
Not too bad.
Yeah,
you know, brother.
I didn't even know anybody noticed that I did that. I mean, I really didn't do it, you know, to, you know, blow anybody away. I just thought, you know, it'd be kind of just a fun thing to do, and you know, I get to be a little creative with it. And I was, you know, so I emailed Robert, and he was cool with me doing it, and I'm glad everybody's enjoying it. I didn't even know if anybody even noticed I did that, so.
Yeah, it's totally cool, because you have a radio background, right?
Yeah, I've been doing, you know, the production side of it for about 10 years, and I work from home, so a lot of that, you know, a lot of things that, you know, everybody's like, oh, working from home must be so great. I'm like, well, there's a lot of downfalls to it. Number one, you know, physically, I just turned into a blob, you know. I was really out of shape. I mean, I wasn't, you know, if you look at my pictures online, I'm really not, you know, a fat person. I don't consider myself fat. But, I mean, I was just, you know, I didn't want to do anything, you know, even with household chores or playing with my dog. It's just like, you know, I'm just going downstairs to the basement. I'm going to play more video games and watch more movies, which, you know, I mean, movies are kind of one of my things anyway. But so, you know, I started doing the DDP yoga, and I just, you know, it was just like my body just got turned on again, and it wasn't inconvenient anymore. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to go to the YMCA, because we used to get a really good deal through my wife's work where we would get like a membership to the YMCA for like $10 annually. That's it. And, but it was like, you know, after a couple of months, you know, I hate jogging, and I, you know, after while lifting weights just got boring. And, you know, I've been looking at this for a while. You know, it's like, you know, the new year, you know, New Year's resolution and things like that. And I just started doing it. And that first day I did it, which was, you know, early January, I'm thinking it was like early, mid-January, you know, I felt like this, you know, endorphin rush just go through me. And I was like, you know, I got up the next morning, and while my wife was in the shower, she comes down and goes, are you doing it again? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it again. This is great. And, you know, just I kind of feel myself getting out of bed a lot easier in the morning. You know, I've kind of lost my gut a little bit, and I think a lot of that is just because, you know, and not that my wife and I were ever junk food eaters. I mean, we like our food and stuff, but I mean, you know, we're just eating a lot more healthier stuff now, and I know my wife's going through huge withdrawal because she's taken award-winning baking classes, and she's like, you know, I want to bake for you. And I'm like, well, let me drop a few pounds first, and then I'll do like a reward, and you can bake me a pie. And so my only downfall so far with yoga is I think I over-engaged last week, and my elbows have kind of been bothering me for a while. About a few days, but I'm putting BioBrief on them, and that's been, you know, helping a little bit. And, you know, except for trying to keep my balance, sometimes when I come up, like, from runner's lunge to superstar, I almost fall over sometimes, and I just, like, what the heck's your problem? So other than that, what's that?
Are you going real deep in that runner's lunge? Is that sort of what's giving you the balance?
Okay. Yeah, I kind of go as deep as I try, you know, as I can. I'm also a tall and lengthy guy, so, I mean, it's a lot easier sometimes just to go back farther.
That's cool.
Yeah,
so
you've
been crushing it for about 2 months now. And
yeah, about two
how
months.
How happy are you?
How happy am I?
That you took your 6 picks, because that's one thing. There's a lot of people joining the site right now, and I think some of them are a little scared of taking the 6 picks.
Oh, I was
terrified.
But you took your first. I was terrified, man. I didn't want to put them up there. I was ashamed of the way I looked. And, but I'm kind of glad I did it, because I couldn't believe, just after the 30 days, the difference in my flexibility and stuff. And like I said, you know, you can kind of look at my picture. Not that I really want you to. But, you know, I could just, you know, my gut is just, you know, basically, you know, it looks like someone just chopped it off. And, you know, I just, you know, like I said earlier, you know, maybe some of the bloating from eating some other foods is down, because I'm eating really healthier foods. I never was a salad eater. I mean, I just kind of started eating salads like a year or so ago, and now I'm hitting them hardcore and kind of liking them a little bit.
Well, the good thing about the six picks is, I mean, not only is it good to look back, but, you know, we've mentioned on this show before, everyone should take them. You have to put them up if you're embarrassed by them. You know, that's totally cool, but take them.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we're all in the same boat, and we're all trying to get to the same place and the same goals. And, you know, I mean, as I've seen a lot of people actually do, like, a video blog and stuff,
mm-hmm.
The website is not a fashion contest.
No, I proved that myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, if you look at everybody's pictures, we're all in workout clothes, cut-up shirts, because, you know, a lot of the videos and stuff people might do right after the workout. So, I mean, I kind of figured out after a while, it's like, you know what, I don't care what I look like on the DDP Yoga website because...
Oh, yeah. Well, with the exception, exception of Stacy, none of us have any fashion sense, so...
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
I can't help myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have it fantastic before and after the workout. So,
for anybody who's... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just think, how long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing it?
Mid-January. Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. I just think that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and, you know,
you
guys probably know I do some weight training on the side, and I did notice the huge difference in terms of injury. I mean, I can so easily overdo it with the weights, and it's never really happened to me with the DDP yoga. I mean, I sometimes get a little sore, but I've never had, you know, anything negative in terms of strain or strain from doing that. And the results, you know, speak for themselves. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
You know, it's
strange.
You're exactly right. I mean, it's funny, Stacy, because I went out with an old friend of mine last night. We went out for dinner, and of course, he's got all the questions about DDP yoga because I used to work with the guy. But that was one of his questions was, you know, how beat up do you feel after a workout? And I'm like, you don't. You know, I never feel sore after I do DDP yoga.
There is no beat up to it.
Oh, are you waiting for me now? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you did.
Few times,
cool.
the only two times I was ever sore, that first red hot core, you know, if I left the next day, it hurt.
That one will do it to you.
And my very first diamond cutter, I about died. Like, I mean, there's a, you know, I actually did it, you know, to try to make some people laugh maybe on the website, but I actually put a video of me literally right after my first diamond cutter. I'm crawling up the floor. And that next day, I was just hurting. So, I mean, those are the only two times I really hurt after a workout was those first two on hot core and diamond cutter.
Yeah.
Like Dimbo says, you're turning muscles on. It's like when you start those first couple workouts, if you're not a little bit sore, because you're going to use shit that you have never turned on in your body in your entire life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, especially when you're stretching the muscle too, when you're, you know, getting length and using the dynamic resistance. I mean, you're putting your muscles in a different predicament than they've probably ever been. I mean, even when I was in high school and doing sports, we never did any type of. I mean, we did our stretching and then we did our exercise or our practice or whatever, and you know, it's just a completely different type of workout. And it's great.
Bro, where do you see yourself? You got what you. You definitely got your 30 days in. Where do you want to go for, 60 and 90?
60 and 90? I just basically want to just keep dropping weight. I mean, you know, I'd like, you know, the quote-unquote, I'd like to lose my man boobs. And I would like to, I mean, my ultimate goal is maybe get down to maybe like a, you know, I'd love to start buying some large or medium T-shirts and maybe getting some 32 or 30 jeans. I'm in 34 right now, and those are getting a little bit looser. I feel like right now I'm almost like, let me ask you this. I had two questions I wanted to ask tonight. And the first one was, you know, when you first start and you get those endorphin rushes and you just feel like this is the greatest thing ever, did you ever feel that maybe you've, like, that feeling kind of plateaued after about a month and a half? I mean, now it's like, you know, the workouts are getting easier. You still enjoy them, but that endorphin rush kind of went away. Or is that just the way my body feels?
No, let me jump in on that, because I've been doing the workout probably longer than anybody. I've been doing it for 5 years now, and that's never gone away. It's, you know, I think, you know, after you've been doing it for a while, the sense of accomplishment is diminished because you're used to it, but the good feeling that I get and the endorphin rush has never gone away.
Yeah, I have to second that. Like, I think you get an ebb and flow, like Robert said. Once you start to hit, my plateaus more come from sort of like the bodily plateaus. If I'm trying to trim down, or I'm trying to hit a specific weight, or I'm trying to lose a specific amount of weight, or maybe going for a move. But the rush of the workout is always there. In fact, like a month ago, and I'm almost 2 years here, a month ago, I think I was talking to David Orth in the chat room, and we were talking about doing fat burner. So I ran out and did a fat burner. I got done. This was like at 10 o'clock at night. I was so jacked. I came back. I was talking to everybody in the chat room. I had to go back and do another fat burner. So it's there. What about you, Stace?
Well, the other thing that I was actually debating about was maybe I'm doing, you know, like I've noticed that like when I take a day off and then I do it the next day, I feel a lot better after my workout than I do when I'm trying to do it. Like, you know, I saw when I first started, I was going to go buy the book, but then I got on the website and I saw things like I'm doing this in the morning and then these 2 or 3. And I'm like, wow, I really didn't know that, you know, people would want to do that. So I started doing some of that and, you know,
well,
like I'll
you're doing that now, Stacey, aren't you? Aren't you doing like 2 workouts a day? You like splitting them up?
Yeah, I do 2 a day, and I always feel at the end of it, I always feel rejuvenated. You know, I feel like I've worked out, but I'm never, you know, like wiped out. So that's just, and it's been 3 years now, and I still have that same feeling at the end. I never regret doing it.
I never regret doing it, but I'm wondering if just I was, you know, like, you know, I'm out of shape to the point where maybe I need to, like, you know, go, you know, because that's one thing I've really been debating. It's like, okay, do I do it, like, you know, 5 times a week, go straight, take the weekends off, or do I do it, like, every other day, let my body recuperate, and then hit it hard every other day? Because, you know, people say you need to, you know, your muscles need to rest before they get back into another workout, but then on the other hand, you know, people say, you know, the body can take a lot more than you think it can. So that's one thing I was actually going to email DDP about, and I know he says make it your own, but I wanted his honest opinion on that type of.
Yeah,
I definitely take a day or 2 a week just to rest, but also since I do it, you know, 5 days a week, I mix it up, you know, so I don't try to not do the same back. You know, I'll do a below the belt, and then I'll do fat burner. And that DDP recommended that early on to me because it's muscle fusion, and your muscles don't get bored with the same thing over and over.
Yeah, you got to mix it up. But I mean, the bottom line, Eric, is you got to listen to your body. I try to force myself to take a day off every week, but if you feel like you can do 5-6 days, then do it. If you feel like your body's telling you to take a day off, then take it.
And for me, Eric, you know, one of the coolest things, you control your own engagement. So if you think that, man, I can't go a day, I don't want to fall, throw in energy and make it your rest day, and just go through the workout with as little engagement as possible, go as zero impact as possible, you know, instead of doing the plank when they're doing it, hit it on your knees, do another low impact move so you're not working your chest, and you'll get all the benefits of the flexibility, the calisthenics of it, but you won't be killing your body at the same time, you know, workout after workout, which DDP yoga is so zero impact, you can really hit it as often as your body wants you to.
That's a great idea. I never even thought of that.
That's the reason we keep Sparky around.
Every once in a while, I come up with something okay, and I think I just spent 2 of those shots tonight. So
absolutely.
Don't look for anything
for
from me for a while.
Better write it down.
Hopefully, I have something left for the infomercial. If not, Eric, I am blaming you, and I'm telling Dallas it's your fault.
That's fine. I'll take it. I'll take my beating like a man. That's fine. You know.
That's not a normal beating either. So you may want to rethink that.
Yeah. Okay. So I know you got to get running because you got some other stuff going on. But what are you going to leave us with? I'm going to put you on the spot and see when you give us a call back here for an update. Because everybody here is going to follow you now. What are you going to hit in 30 days?
What am I going to hit in 30 days? Well, hopefully I just hope I keep making progress. I mean, I want to be more flexible. I want to be stronger. I want to, keep losing, this baby fat that I have. And, I mean, I just, basically when you see my pictures the next 30 days, hopefully I've just made more progress. And that's all I can really ask for.
Your pictures are awesome.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I wondered if, that's one thing I was debating. Like, when I took the picture, the first one in the catcher's position, I'm like, crap, I should have put my heels down because that's what he really wants is to see where your heels are. Because I could squat down when I put my heels up, but when I put them down at that time, I couldn't go all the way down. But then that second time, I could.
Keep working, and it keeps going.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And one modification I have made in some of the workouts when they tell you to go to safety zone is I maybe stay in down dog maybe another few seconds. Just to get that extra stretch in the back of my knees and my hamstrings because I can really feel it. I think that actually helps me a little bit with the flexibility progress is just staying in down dog just a few seconds more than just getting a quick safety zone in before you go back up in the table or get your water or whatever.
Yeah, I actually often do that myself because I do a little bit of aerobic and cardio on the treadmill, and I find when I throw that in with EDP yoga, any kind of running really tightens up your hamstrings. So getting those extra stretches in really helps keep you a little bit more loose. And it's kind of like Arthur told me once, it's like taking a credit card, which is so inflexible, and trying to bend it in half right at first. Well, it's not really easy to do, and it kind of snaps if you try that. But if you work it gently back and forth, it eventually starts to bend and mold to where you want it to be. So, good stuff.
Very cool.
Well, bro, thanks for calling in and giving us an update. It's good to hear from you.
Well, my pleasure, man. Thanks for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for the great work on the intro, and we're actually going to be debuting your outro tonight at the end of the show, too.
Oh, I better not listen to it, then I'll be too nervous.
Yeah, awesome
right,
job,
guys,
bro. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, you too.
Take care, bro.
Take care.
So, and I think we're just going to keep them coming, right? We got somebody else on the line?
Yeah, who's 201 area code?
That's Jersey.
Are you with us?
Yay, how you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Jersey? How you doing,
what's
bro?
What's up? Yeah, I don't want to be confused with the other Eric. So yeah, Jersey is fine for me.
So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Shoot.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to start off by giving a couple shout-outs. Yeah, I saw that Big Rob joined DDP Yoga, and here I am introduced, saying welcome to the family, and it never dawned on me that that's the same Big Rob that I've been working out to.
Yeah, it's funny, Jersey. In fact, it was probably, about 2 or 3 hours ago, I am Robert, and I was like, is that Big Rob, the Big Rob? Because I kind of felt stupid. I'm like, DDP Yoga is great. And here it is, he's in there kicking ass in the DVDs and he already knows it, but it's cool. If he hasn't been on Team DDP Yoga, hopefully this is blowing him away.
Exactly. Like when I want to give up on that workout that he's doing, I just watch him and he just pushes me to do my best on it.
Yeah, that dude's awesome. I mean, he obviously from his profile, he's gained some of the weight back, but he's doing the right thing. He's back on Team DDP Yoga, and I'm hoping that means he's committed to doing it again.
Yeah. Also, did you guys mention about Jimbo?
Yeah.
No, that's a great point.
Because I just want to say congratulations to him. I just got the email that he's the Manduka Yogi of the Week.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool. And if you can email, you know, go by the Manduka page and give them a little shout out. Let them know that we're thinking about them.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Also, we were talking about throwing in a workout whenever you're feeling down or I don't know, kind of lazy. And today I was not really living up to living life to 90%. I'll admit, but I had some trouble at work. But as soon as I got home, I said, you know what, I'm feeling kind of low. Let me throw in some fat burner, and you know, 25 minutes later, I'm skipping around the house. I'm happy. I'm a lot more carefree, more zen, like everybody, like you guys are, like Stacy is, you Sparky, DDP, Robert, and I listen to you guys on the radio, and I want to be more zen mode. I want to be less hyper, and I want to be more happy. And I find that after the workouts, I feel very accomplished. I'm very much zen.
Well, you know, one of the things that I keep in mind, especially when I used to get stressed out at work, is, you know, I would just ask myself, in 6 months, is this really going to matter? I mean, because most of the stuff we get stressed out about is just piddly little bullshit. You know, it doesn't really mean anything. So, you know, if you can keep your perspective, that'll help you stay where you need to be.
Exactly. Also, I don't know if anyone saw my new picture with the new DDP yoga t-shirt on.
Yeah, I think I saw that today.
I actually asked Dallas to send me a large. Before I was never able to fit a large, and I told him, I said, please send a smaller size to me so I could aspire to fit in it. And sure enough, right when I got it, I tried it on, and yeah, it was a little bit snug, but it was nice. It fit. I wasn't bulging out. And it was a great accomplishment for me.
Absolutely. That sucker's going to fit better and better.
Yeah. And also, for everybody else.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I cut Stacy off. What were you going to say, Stacy?
That's fantastic. I know that feeling, and it's just all worth it when you can get into stuff you never used to fit into.
Yeah. Also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna get on the Love Fest for the large shirts because I had to wear an extra large, and like the extra large accommodated my beer belly gut, but the rest of me wasn't caught up to my gut, so I was swimming in it. The day I could put a large on, thanks to DDP Yoga, was a blast. It was like one of the best days of my life.
Yeah. Well, if you see in those pictures, I got the little gut in there. I was hoping the black shirt would hide a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I still have that, but I was able to fit in that shirt, which I was never
black
able to do
slimming.
Before.
Black is slimming.
You're going to get there, man. There's you, the way you're going, you're going to get there.
Yes. Also, I just want everybody to know out there that everybody on Team DDP Yoga are very welcoming, and they'll reach out to you to welcome you and always stay in touch. But I was surprised because the packaging that the T-shirt came in, I was about ready to throw away, and my wife, she actually threw in trash, and then something in her head said, you know, go check that package again, and she did, and there was a picture of DDP in there, saying, Eric, you know, I want you to remember always do your DDP yoga or else. And
oh, he will come to your house if you don't. You know, right?
He knows where you live, and he does have your number.
And GPS.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't come and beat me down.
hey, you you know what though? I think it's important. I don't know if we mentioned it, but even Eric Nichols put up a video about this. Did we mention why you got the t-shirt?
No, you guys didn't, and I was in the first live workout, and everyone that was in that did a challenge and qualified for the live workout, which actually the live workout kicked my butt. He threw our names in the hat, and he drew the hat. I mean, drew our names, and I thought, you know, I'm never going to win this. And when he called my name, I was drinking water, and I actually spit out my water. And I ran to my wife because I asked my wife for that T-shirt for my birthday in May. And I said, baby, you don't have to give me that T-shirt anymore because I just want it. And, it was wonderful to me. And as I said, I want everybody to know that if you put in effort, if you reach out to Robert, Sparky, Stacy, Terry, everybody, DDP will go out of his way to welcome you in, and he'll contact you one way or another, and he'll let you know that he's there with you.
And, bro, like I have to say, you absolutely deserve it, too, because knowing you from when you first came in, the work that you put in, I mean, when we started sort of what tonight is, the community show, we started it sort of, you know, one of the things we wanted to do was an Own Your Own Life segment where we started bringing people on and talking about your updates. You're one of the first people that said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to call in every week. Even with all the celebs on, you're making time to call in and try to get in with DDP talking. And I think that's awesome. You're all over the site. I'm trying to get in to welcome people. And I know Robert's always going to beat me because he's always approving them. But even you're in before anybody can get in to welcome them. So, you know, and I think everybody recognizes that, and, you know, that is what Team DDP Yoga is all about.
Well, I found out I had some people ask me, how do I get on it so fast? And I tell them that I have the emails. When new members join, I have an email sent to me telling me that a new member joined. And they asked me, how did they find that? And I said, well, on their page, they could go to the settings option. And right in the settings option, there's a link that says, email me when new people join Team DDP. And so that's how I do it.
You know, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a couple people mention that, too. So there's an amazing amount of information on the site for things that people can do. People have asked how to get photos up, how to get videos up, how to get the email alerts. Robert does great things setting up the site, and there's a lot of stuff on tap there that unless you've been here for a while, you might not know a tenth of what's up there. So if you ever have a question, put it in a forum in a blog or something. Reach out to one of us, you know, reach out to Robert. Reach out to Stacy, myself, DDP. We'll point you to the right place to make using Team DDP Yoga as easy as possible for you.
Yeah, and if you want to know how to, like, lose weight, like, really fast, contact Arthur.
he's got some great stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of different tips and tricks, and that's the best part about people coming on and people like you and people like Eric and people like Russ and everybody else who's been active lately, is everybody has a little bit different of a background. And whether you're an athlete, you're a regular guy, you were a couch potato, you were really a big guy and overweight, there's somebody here who's been there, who's done that, who's walked that path, and you can absolutely connect with somebody, you know. And mm-hmm. You can even connect with somebody who doesn't even have the same background, who'll be able to, you know, point you in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm always telling people if they have any questions, they could email me. I even give them my direct email, or they could even text message me. I'm always available for any questions, or just email me on Team DDP Yoga. But on that note, I've been trying to call in for a while to give you guys my status update.
Well,
where are you at, bro?
Well, after 3 months of hardcore hitting it, I'm down at 197 now. I started at 212, so that's, how much is that? Like about 15 pounds?
That is 15 pounds.
Yeah, 5 pounds a month. And, you know, if you asked me 3 months ago if I was able to do it, I'd say no. And as DDP would say, well, you're right. If you really believe you can't do it, then you can't. And I changed that philosophy, and I got on it.
Now, where do you want to be, man?
I want to be down to 150.
So, and what are you going to do to get there?
was going to... Oh.
Well, let me back that up. How tall are you, man?
I'm 5'7".
5'7", and 150? That might be a little bit light.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have the broad chest, and I want to... I have no shoulders, and because I played football, I did wrestling, I did MMA. I want to get down where I'm muscular and lean. And,
is that your weight?
I mean, if 150 is too small, I mean maybe 160, but still, I want to get down to that range.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing.
Sliding down there.
Go ahead, Sparky.
I was going to say, once you start sliding down there, you might start to feel at a weight that you get pretty comfortable. I thought at first that I wanted to get, like, way down, but when I hit, like, 183, 185, I found that was a pretty comfortable weight for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was going to say, is that you'll know when you get there that it might be that kind of thing, since you may not have been at that weight in a while, so I wouldn't set too small of a goal when it comes to that.
Do you have a workout goal set for the next 30 days?
You know, I do some type of exercise with the fat. I either do fat burner or diamond cutter about 5 days a week.
Awesome.
Yeah, and as for Red Hot Core, I was on it for a good 20 days, and then I fell off of it because I was in pain, and my abs were hurting, and so I was suffering with it, but also. I walk a mile to work and a mile back from work, from the bus station to where I work in Manhattan. So that's possible, and I'm trying to take stairs every chance I get too.
Nice, man, you're killing it.
I'm trying, but I know there's a lot of people trying to call in as well. I don't want to take up all the time here, but I can hang out, I'll listen, or jump in. But yeah.
Sure, hang up, bro. It's good to hear you. And if there's anybody else out there, 347-994-1216. But it sounds like we got a few people lined up. If you're in the chat room, toss us a question. You got all of us you can talk to. But I think we've got somebody else out there who has a pretty good story and has been putting up a ton of videos. It is the Tuba Geek out there?
Yes, I am.
Russ, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Russ.
Not too much. Doing the work thing.
You're at work.
But it's a quiet evening, and so I wanted to take the opportunity to call in today of all days. I always try to. I've wanted to call in on other shows, but I've just listened in instead.
Well, I'm glad you decided to call in, man.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely.
I said I'm glad you decided to call in.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I know there's a bunch of people who've been watching you, following you, and like you are ever present. You're one of the guys who's always online chatting and helping people out. So, what's been going on with you?
I'm actually now in my third week. I took a couple days off. Took Monday and Tuesday off. I'm actually going to be jumping in doing my workout here in just a little bit, once I get off the phone with you guys, go grab the MP3 so I can do energy and fat burner. That's pretty much what I've been sticking with for right now. I've been wanting to feel comfortable with those before I jumped into doing anything else.
That's the way to do it.
I'm sorry?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. I've been doing quite a bit of modifying. If you guys saw my original six picks, you can see that I've got quite a gut on me. So I've been getting comfortable enough, like on the lunges, on the lunge positions, I've been comfortable enough to go into a full lunge, full runner's lunge. But like when we do the twist, when you do a twisting lunge, because of my gut hanging over so much, I have to take a knee at that point. Somebody was talking about the first time when they did their first workout, they felt sore. And that's actually what I experienced, because I did the Diamond Dozen, and right after that I went ahead and did energy because I just didn't feel like I got much out of it. I woke up the next morning, I was feeling kind of sore. But what's interesting... Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's back up a second, Russ, so people know who are listening. So you started a couple weeks ago. You started with a dime a dozen. How big were you when you started? Where were you at? Where was your weight?
When I weighed in officially, I was at, I believe, sorry, I'm having to go to my own page to remind myself. I believe I weighed in at just over 337.
Okay.
And I'm about, depending on what kind of shoes I'm wearing, I'm 5'8 to 5'10.
Okay, so... So you had a lot of weight. You were a pretty heavy guy.
Yeah, I still am because, like I said, I'm only a few weeks in. I've lost when I knew that we were having this session call-in time. I went and weighed myself in this morning. I'm not quite at the 10-pound mark, but I
awesome.
So I've already started losing. I've lost a little bit of weight. I actually have taken a page from Mark Miller's book. I bought it today. I'm about halfway through it already, just kind of skimming, you know, kind of reading it real quick on my phone in between phone calls and things like that. And one of the biggest things has been to write down goals. And on my desk here, I've got three monitors, and each monitor has, like, Post-it notes scattered all over the place. And as I was sitting here waiting to, as I sit here, I just called in. I actually set my list of goals for DDP yoga. And my goal is in 30 days, I want to be down 30 pounds. And
there you go. And that's from day one, right?
I'm sorry?
That's from day one, so you got like 20 to go?
Right, give or take. Yeah, I've got about 20 to go. I was going to create a spreadsheet where I could actually put everything and track my numbers. And then DDP is supposed to be in Atlanta towards the end of March, and I actually want to try to go down there, not necessarily for infomercial. I don't know if I feel comfortable enough to actually be in the infomercial, but I definitely want to meet him face-to-face, and, you know, shake his hand and hopefully get to meet the others like Stacy and Arthur and some of the others that are slated to be down in that area. And my goal is if I get to go down to Atlanta to meet him, I want to be under 300 pounds at that point. So we're talking losing 37 pounds minimum by – when is he supposed to be in? And I think it's supposed to be like around
– Yeah, the end of
like
March.
Weekend of the 24th or something like that. 28th.
Yeah,
24th.
Oh, the 24th? Okay, I thought it was 28th. Okay.
Okay. So I think it's for – isn't he supposed to be there for at least a couple of days?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's going to sandwich the weekend, yeah.
Okay. My ultimate goal is to be – my goal weight is – I put my goal weight down as 200, but I'd really like to get down about 185. I've been at that weight before. I was about that weight when I was in college. I looked good. I felt good. I was not in the best cardiovascular shape at that point in time. But I, at least my appearance made it look like I was at least somewhat in shape. So that's kind of my goal. That's actually where my goal sits at.
That's a great goal, bro. I hope you hit it. And if you go down, I hope to see you there. And you know what I think is awesome is like you immediately jumped in and you started documenting your journey. You got videos up there. And I think what people should know is you hopped into this. But you got a ton of stuff going on. So tell people a little bit about how you fit this in, how you've already lost 10 pounds, but you've got, you know, a massive amount of things going on in your life.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't like to just openly bring it out, but...
Sure.
But I think it will give some perspective for things. Obviously, I'm married. I've been married. My wife and I have been married. It'll be 12 years this June. We have three wonderful kids. I have a 2-year-old daughter, almost 2-year-old daughter. She turns 2 next month. I have a younger son who turns 5 in June, and then I have an older son who just turned 6. My older son has special needs as a result of a near-drowning accident that happened just before his second birthday. So he is completely reliant on us and nurses for care. I work, obviously, like many of you, I work a full-time job. And I get home, and I work, as you can tell from the time I'm calling in here and I say I'm at work, I work kind of, I guess you could say it's a second shift job position. So when I work, I'm getting off work at, you know, 11:30 midnight, getting home, and my days during the week start as early as 5:30. So I am literally, I get home and I almost have to immediately crash and then turn around, get up, and start getting my oldest son ready for school. So obviously I don't say any of this to sit here and go, oh, poor, pitiful me. And I'm hoping nobody even sees it that way. But there are days where it is very, very difficult to want to get a workout in. But I've also, just in these few weeks, I have noticed that when I don't get my workout in, beyond my rest days that I do take, if I don't get a workout in, I feel like crap. I don't feel quite right. I can't describe it any other way.
You're missing something. Yeah, and I think that's important for people to know because, you know, people try to look for excuses here and there to find 20 minutes, you know, to do a workout like energy. And here you are coming through the Diamond Dozen. You're working with your weight. You're working with your schedule. You're even trying to pull your wife into it. Erin's been doing this, and she's
doing it more along the program guide. She feels more comfortable going that way, and I'm not pushing her to say you need to do this as often as I am. So I do encourage her that when it's like. I do encourage her once a day for her to do her workout. I ask her, did you do your workout today? To try and encourage her. We're still working on the diet aspect of things. I would say for myself personally, I'd probably say I'm sitting at about 80 to 85% gluten-free and probably about the same dairy-free. I've started drinking almond milk. I absolutely love it. Interesting story. We bought, like, the first time we bought almond milk, we also bought, I bought some Rice Chex and Corn Chex because they are both gluten-free products. And I love eating cereal for breakfast. I'm a cereal person for breakfast. And that night after we bought it, I said, I want to try this. I want to see where it goes. So I fixed the bowl, you know, and I actually portioned it out. That's the other big thing I've been minding is my portions.
Which is very important.
Yeah, because I'm a big eater. I'm a meat and potatoes boy, and I'm a big eater. I have a hard time watching portion control. And so I was eating it, and my wife said, let me try some of that. And she took a bite of cereal, and she went, oh, my God, I can eat cereal with milk again. Because she had gastric bypass about 7-8 years ago. And when she had that, she became essentially lactose intolerant. She can't drink milk. It actually makes her sick. But she can eat cheese and stuff like that. So that's helped to turn things. And I think for me personally, again, I've noticed that when I don't log what I've been eating or I don't have myself actively logging what I'm eating, I kind of slip back. I've caught myself on that. And the other big thing though is I have been working on going gluten free and dairy free. We bought the stuff to make our own gluten free baking mix, like Bisquick, and we actually made pancakes with it one weekend, and we loved them.
I tell you what, you said, was that a gluten free Bisquick?
Yeah, it was. I don't know baking mix, however you want to call it. It's essentially the equivalent of a Bisquick.
Yeah, yeah.
It has rice flour, sorghum flour, masa, and a couple other ingredients. I don't remember what all the ingredients were. We bought almost all of the stuff at through, like, Amazon. And we bought the masa, like, at just a regular grocery store. And we were very pleasantly surprised as to how good it was. When I made the pancakes I made, I even went so far as the recipe that we had called for butter and called for milk. Well, I replaced the butter with oil, vegetable oil. I didn't have canola on me. And I replaced the milk with almond milk. And they turned out great.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to agree with you on the pancakes. I am a breakfast guy. I love eggs. I love a big bowl of cereal, and a Chex is great. I put it in the almond milk. You drizzle a little bit of agave on top. Maybe you throw some organic dried cranberries in there. And, man, it is too sweet. And then Bob's Red Mill makes some prepackaged pancake mix. It's the die for. Love it. Good stuff. If you can find anything,
okay, because it's funny you mentioned Rob's Red Mill, because that's where that's the brand that we got of all the components to make our own.
That's awesome. And it's great because they label their stuff very clearly, and they're actually they are gluten free. But you were saying you were about 85%. Is there something that's sort of holding you back? Because if you want to blast that 37 pounds, man, if you had that 100%, I can tell you that'll start to melt some of those extra pounds that you want to get away, or is it just you're kind of easing into it?
A lot of it is we're easing into it. When you have a big family, and you know, five people is a pretty good sized family, you've got to get people used to doing different things and doing new things. So it's a matter of like getting our kids used to the idea of this stuff, and my wife is still hanging on to the whole concept. It's like I said, with her being lactose intolerant, she can't drink milk, but she can eat cheese. And she's like, don't take my cheese from me. and also we've noticed, I bought...
Get her some Manchego cheese. It's awesome.
That's what DDP told us when we talked to him. We talked about that, and... that's one thing we talked about, and we happened to be at Trader Joe's looking for stuff, and I noticed that they had a goat's milk cheddar that I actually wanted to buy and try.
And for Stacy, if you take a look at Hungry for the Truth or talk to Stacy,
mm-hmm.
she is a recipe diva and has all that stuff down, right, Stace? So, I mean, you want
to... Yeah,
you
and I'm going to be posting some more recipes that I've been playing with, including a gluten-free grilled cheese that I had last night. It's amazing.
Oh,
yeah, because that's been one of our biggest hang-ups has been the bread aspect. We did buy a loaf of bread some time ago, and the loaf was really small and really expensive for the size. And two, it just was really, I don't know, it was so dense. I'm usually not very picky when it comes to eating. I mean, obviously, when you look at my pictures, but even I had some difficulty of eating the gluten-free bread that we had bought.
I pick and choose my gluten-free carbs for me, what I consider for me wisely. I'm not saying it's wisely for everybody else. And I rarely do the bread for that fact, because it can be pretty bland. It's pretty dry and... you know, kind of falls apart. I found a tip for that is to toast it. But I've really found, like, when I'm doing a burger or a sandwich, I keep iceberg lettuce in the fridge, and I've really gotten my mind to the point where I don't need the bread, and I'll just wrap whatever I'm eating in a piece of lettuce and use that for the wraps. That may be something that gets there, but if you love your bread and you love to eat it, toasting it might help.
I wanted to share something, because I find the same thing with gluten-free bread. Try scouring your region for local bakers, because I live in upstate New York, and it's not a big, you know, metropolis, but there are a couple really good gluten-free independent bakers. The bread's fantastic. And there's also a brand, it's sold nationally, called Char, S-C-H-R.
That's the stuff great.
Their bread and they have like a hard roll type of thing. It's very bulbous looking. That's actually very soft and good. So try that.
Those are great for burgers. Char is the brand I buy, and I swear by their. I eat their wheat. It looks like whole wheat. It's like a darker bread, but it's a gluten-free bread. And those buns that you mentioned, Stacy, they're out of this world. I have to toast them. If not, the texture just doesn't sit with me. But stuff.
Yeah.
I think what my other big problems that I have, and I'm sure that everyone kind of runs into this themselves to some extent, that you are out, maybe you're on your way to work and you didn't have time to get yourself something to eat just because of flurry, and it's like, crap, I've got to get something to eat, so I've got to stop it, stop somewhere. The only thing that I have found that I've been able to get at any fast food type place, and this is why, to avoid going with the gluten and everything, has been to get like the salads, obviously. And I was talking with somebody, I think it was one of the Erics, we talked about this the other, right when I started this. Probably one of the best meals you can get your hands on that's gluten free and fairly low calorie is to go to Wendy's and pick yourself up a baked potato plain. A big bowl of their chili, and a side salad. And I don't know if anybody else is running that issue of trying to find gluten-free options when you are in a situation that you have to order out.
Yeah, if you have to, I've actually gotten to the point where I avoid all fast food as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the new tricks I'm trying is. I've switched to a brown rice protein powder, and if you can get a bottle of water, a 16.9 ounce glass bottle of water, and some brown rice protein powder, and throw it in there, gluten free, get your protein. It'll get you started in a pinch if you can't find anything else, and because even some of those options, I don't know what their chili is like, if it's completely gluten free, what they have in it or not. Still good options for protein in a plain baked potato. You don't have all that other stuff on you, but if you want to sort of keep yourself out of that situation, something like a protein powder could work. I don't know. What do you guys do?
I always travel with a protein drink and with some nuts. That saves me from the fast food, which I try to avoid. But I'll do it if I have to. I'll do a burger without the bread, or like a baked potato or chili.
Somebody mentioned, I think Ensure. Is it that one that's gluten free?
Yep. Ensure is gluten free. It does have some dairy in it, but that's not bad in a pinch. I've done that before myself. I suppose. And it's loaded with vitamins.
I think that's been my biggest holdback has been just trying to change some of those eating habits of mine. Like I said, I'm a big eater. I have a bad habit of going out to eat. And like I said, even when I do go out to eat, I try to do everything possible to eliminate what I can. Like, giving an example, today I got breakfast and I stopped at McDonald's. Like I said, I'm openly admitting this. But I got a sausage muffin, no cheese, and then when I ate it, I just pulled out the sausage and the egg and just ate those. Yeah, I know it's not the best option, but it worked in the pinch that I was in.
But yeah, it goes for a pinch. Just to throw it out there, Growing Naturals rice protein powder, vanilla blast is the stuff I get. It's on Amazon, just to give you an idea. It's like it's like, compared to like an Ensure option, it's like $16.30 on Amazon, Amazon Prime, and it's about 15 servings. So I think that gets you past a little bit what more than what the Ensure does.
What was the name of it again?
Growing Naturals rice protein. I'll see if I can get a link and I'll post it in the chat room here. But it's very good stuff. So.
Growing Naturals organic rice protein, 1 pound. Looks like some places have it for $12.
Cool. So did you have any other questions or anything else that you want to throw out? I know you're about to probably have to get back if, and you're getting ready to work out. So.
Yeah, I know you guys talked about doing the Red Hot Core. I'm actually going to start incorporating that here pretty soon. I was actually looking at incorporating that on my days off work. That way I'm kind of mixing it, what you guys talking about, mixing it up. But I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in 30 days, seeing, you know, where I stand on everything. I've joked around with a couple people. The biggest thing I've noticed of my changes is I'm actually starting to see I'm seeing definition in my arms. That's the biggest thing I'm seeing. Like, I've actually
That's
got
cool.
biceps again.
Yeah, I love of getting a little bit of that. You know, the wives love it, so cool. Well, bro, we'll be here. We'll be waiting for the update. I think for us, that caps it. That's some three awesome guests with Jersey, Eric, and Russ. Thanks for calling in. And Stacey or Robert, do you guys have anything that you want to add to top off the show?
No, I'm good personally.
No, I just want to encourage everyone who's listening and who called in, keep up the fantastic work.
Yeah, guys, absolutely. You guys, Team DDP Yoga and what everybody's doing is fantastic. Things are on a very fast pace right now. We've got like 50, 60 people coming in a week. You know, a year ago it was like 10, then it creeped to 20. Now we're up to 50, 60, and this isn't nothing yet. You haven't seen where this can go because you know this ain't your mama's yoga and this ain't
mm-hmm.
your mama's community. So you have to jump in and pay it forward because there's a certain point where everybody used to be on top of everything. Now it's going to be a team effort for everybody to go out and, pitch an effort and help somebody else because you are going to be an inspiration for somebody, whether you believe it or not. Somebody is going to connect with you and see your story, so you got to pay it forward. You know, I failed to mention that, you know, we have the DDP Yoga Extravaganza, second annual. Check it out. There's information on Facebook and on the website. So if you're in this right now, you're really excited about it, you want to meet the man, you want to meet the people who have inspired you, and you want to work out with them, do it. It's in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Can't have a better time. So other than that, I got nothing else for you. It's time to go home. If the 10% comes a knocking, kick it in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.